from Television City in Hollywood.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers, produced by John Rich.
G-R-O-L, smell red, great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. Archie chomps a cigar and smiles with Edith.
Oh, gee, look at them!
Slipping.
Rest the necklace on my head. Lift it up over the jewel post here.
Archie and Michael carry a door down the stairs.
Bring it down. Oh, yeah.
They set it down. Then Michael holds it while Archie gets a planer tool.
While I start to plane from this end.
How do you know how much to shave off to keep it from sticking?
Because last night when all the little meatheads was asleep, the good fairy come and he made a pencil mark there.
Archie slides the plane along the edge of the door.
Hang on there. Here we go.
Nothing coming out.
It's a delicate instrument. It's a plane. It ain't an axe. Supposed to take off just a little microscope at a time.
He continues.
Where'd you get it?
From Lyrie Lorenzo. She loaned it to me.
I think it would have been quicker if she had loaned you an eraser.
Don't be funny, huh? Just hold the thing steady. Waking with you is like trying to shave a guy with the hiccups.
Yeah. Maybe the blade needs sharpening.
I took the whole thing apart. I sharpened the blade. I put it all back together again. Don't tell me about tools.
Oh, are you fixing the door, Archie?
No, Edith. I'm making a raft so we can sail over the jungle.
Didn't you go to Ferguson's Market?
Oh, yeah, but George the box boy offered to carry him home for me.
Oh, no wonder you was late. You was with George, the nutcase.
Arch, he's not a nut. He just happens to be retarded, that's all.
That's what I said, a nutcase.
Quit calling him a nut. George is a human being, just like you or me.
You're half right. He's just like you.
Ain't he with you?
Oh, yeah, but he said he wanted to come in the back door because he didn't want to track mud through the living room.
Oh, that was nice.
Oh, George, have you been out there a long time?
Uh-huh.
Well, the door was open. Why didn't you come in?
Oh, no. Dad says always wait till you're asked in. You gonna ask me in, Gloria?
Well, of course, George. Come on in.
Thanks. Hello, Mrs. Bunker.
Hello, George. Thank you for helping Gloria.
Oh, I like helping Gloria.
Well, I like you helping me, George.
And I like helping you, Gloria.
And I like you helping me, George.
And I like helping you, Gloria.
George drops the grocery bags on the table.
Did you get eggs?
Yeah, I got a dozen eggs. See, no casualties.
Oh, that's good. Well, Archie don't like his eggs scrambled unless they're cooked. I'll just put these away. Oh, thank you, George.
He holds the door for her.
Gloria?
Yeah?
I really like you.
Oh, and I like you too, George.
I guess that makes you my girlfriend, huh?
Yeah, I guess it does.
You know why?
No, why?
Because you don't say things to me. You talk to me.
Well, that's because I like you.
And I talk to you, too.
That's right.
Because I'm your boyfriend. Because I love you.
Oh, that's very sweet, George. But I think you mean you like me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, come on, George, with me into the living room. I left my purse in there.
What do you mean, press harder? I'm pressing as hard as I can here.
There's nothing coming out.
Hello, Mr. Bunker. Hello, Mike.
Hi, oh, hiya, Georgie there. Hey, you carried the bags home from the store all right, huh, Georgie? You done a good job.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Bunker. You working on the door, huh?
Yeah, George, I'm working on the door over here. Wait a minute, I'm going to learn him something. Hey, George, you see what I'm working with here? A plane. You know what a plane is, George? See, what I'm doing with the plane is I'm shaving down the door because the door is too wide, George. And if the door is too wide...
It don't fit?
It don't fit, George. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Why are you shouting, Mr. Bunker?
Archie, why are you shouting? I can hear you all the way upstairs.
George, thanks for helping me.
Oh, no, Gloria.
Oh, but George,
no,
you carry the bags.
No, that's
all the
way
my home.
Job. They pay me at the store.
Oh, of course. Thank you, George.
Oh, it's good, George. You just remember that all the time. It ain't nice to take tips.
Is that what you tell your passengers when you're driving Munson's cab?
Archie blows a raspberry at Michael.
I think I better be getting back to the store. They don't like me being away too long.
Oh, George, you can go out the front door.
Oh, no, Mr. Ferguson says always use the back door.
But wait a minute there, George. What do you mean Ferguson says use the back door? You can use the front door anytime you want. And you don't have to rush back to the store there. Hey, you can take a little break from work, George.
Oh, I don't know, Mr. Bunker.
Oh, come on, George. Don't let no bosses push you around that way. You see, that's why these guys hire kids like this, to take advantage of them. No, you just tell them the customer's always right, George, and I'm Archie Bunker, the customer, and I'm telling you, you can take a break.
Okay, Mr. Bunker.
Arch, what if he gets in trouble?
Yeah, you ain't gonna get in no trouble. I'll handle everything. Just stay out of this and hold the door, will you, you meathead?
Oh, meat? I forgot to put the meat in the freezer.
Gloria runs to the kitchen. George watches as Archie planes the door.
There's something here.
I don't think it's working, Mr. Bunker.
Listen, George, you don't understand. It's a very tricky job here, see?
Yeah, but you gotta have little curly bits of wood coming out up there.
I know all about the curly bits of wood there, George, but you see, I tell you what, George, you see the chair there? Why don't you just sit down in the chair? Go ahead, you sit down in the chair, and you just watch me work and don't talk, see?
Okay, Mr. Bunker, I like watching.
Yeah, you watch, George. Maybe you'll learn something now. Here we go.
As George whistles absently, Archie pauses wide-eyed. He turns to stare at George, then crouches beside him.
Hey, George, do you know some other song?
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Bunker.
Oh, no, well, don't worry about it, kid. I ain't mad at you or anything. It's just that one kind of grapes on my nerves.
Would you like me to fix that plane for you, Mr. Bunker?
No, George. I tell you what, here, give me a hand, George. Give me a hand. I'm going to take you right into the kitchen in here. See, George, when you get into the kitchen, you ask Gloria to give you a cookie. And then you tell Gloria to give you a can of beer for me. Do you think you can do them two things?
Sure, Mr. Bunker.
Good, good. You go ahead, Georgie. Yeah, good boy, Georgie. Good boy. You see, that's the way you got to talk to them. Keep them calm.
You talked to him like he was a dog.
What are you talking about?
I thought you were going to pat him on the head and toss him a bone.
If I did, at least he'd fetch it. You'd eat it.
Why, George is always smiling. He always looks so happy.
You don't understand them people. You see, being happy is just a part of being crazy.
What?
That's right. Why do you think them people go around smiling all the time? Because they ain't smart enough to know how lousy everything is. I'm going to go check on that beer in there. You see, Edith, he don't move as fast as you do.
George, I can't reach.
Oh, I'll do it.
Okay.
George lifts her up to the cupboard as Archie enters.
Hey, watch this.
Oh, hi, Daddy. You can put me down now, George. Thank you. George has helped me put the groceries away.
That's right, Mr. Bunker. I'm just helping my girlfriend.
You're helping your what?
My girlfriend.
Your girlfriend?
That's right, Daddy. We're friends.
George, do me a favor, huh? Don't lift her up in the air no more, huh?
Okay, Mr. Bunker.
Yeah, remember that, huh, George? Hey, you jerk. You better get out in the kitchen and take your wife out there. Huh? He's lifting her up in the air there. She's getting him all excited. You know what he's doing? He's calling her his girlfriend. Do you like that?
Oh, Arch, it doesn't mean the same thing to George.
Oh, listen, them people ain't got much mind, but what mind they got is all on the one track.
What do you mean, Arch?
This ain't for you.
He's talking about sex.
George in front of me.
Arch, that's a myth. Retarded people have no more of a sex drive than anybody else.
Oh, yeah? Then why are you on automatic all the time?
To you.
Why? What do you want to talk about?
Well, it's private.
Oh, Rita, come on. Rita, what? What? What?
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Well, go to the bathroom.
I can't.
Why can't you?
You got the door.
What do you want me to do? Carry it all the way back upstairs, man?
Gotta have privacy. Suppose somebody comes by.
Tell you what you do. Sing and nobody will come near.
Frowning, Edith hurries upstairs. Back in the kitchen.
Gloria, could I have Mr. Bunker's beer now? I think I'd better be getting back.
Oh, sure. Here you go, George.
Gloria, can I carry your bags next time, too?
Well, of course you can, George.
Thanks, Gloria.
I wasn't talking no different than anybody.
Shush!
Here you go, Mr. Bunker.
Oh, George, you brung me back out my beer here, George. Oh, you done a good job.
Come on, Arch.
Well, I guess I better be going now.
No, wait a minute, Georgie. There's something I want to tell you here. Hang on to that.
He hands
George,
Michael the plane.
I want to give you a little advice. You shouldn't go lifting girls up in the air no more, George, see? Because they're very delicate there. When you're strong, you might hurt them, see? You hate that old saying, George, girls are made of sugar and spice.
All
and
right,
all
Arch, will you cut it out?
Will you shut up? I know how to talk to a D.U. women. Why?
I'm not dumb. I know how to spell, and I'm not dumb.
Oh, geez, I don't know how you spell, George.
You're making fun of me like some bad boys on my street do.
No, I ain't making fun of you.
Yes, you are. Well, I can show you something, Mr. Bunker. I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you all.
George, don't go! George.
What did you do that for?
Why?
Why do you have to talk to him like that, Arch?
I don't know how to do that! What? I don't know how to talk in front of the D-U-M-M-Y. What is that?
Ah, geez, I didn't mean nothing by that.
I can't believe
you. Get off of my back, the two of you. Just never understand anything I try to do.
Oh, Rick!
Archie freezes halfway up the stairs, then turns back, scowling.
How come my ice cream ain't here yet?
Well, Gloria'll be back soon. Ferguson's market ain't crowded this time of night.
Oh, well, I don't want to wait anymore. Come on, Meathead. Let's get back working on that door over there. We get it finished.
All right.
Gloria wouldn't have had to go back to Ferguson's. She had been fooling around with that dopey kid here this morning. Should have heard the way she was talking to him here.
Well, how did you want her to talk to him? The way you did, calling him a dummy to his face?
I didn't know he could spell big words. And anyway, all I meant was that you had to be careful. If a big kid like that could have hurt her, he don't know his own strength.
Oh, George is a nice, gentle boy. He wouldn't hurt a fly.
Oh, Edith, he wouldn't mean to, but you remember that picture with Lon Chaney of Mouse and Man, eh? This kid, George, could have played the man and killed a mouse.
I thought that was the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
The Hunchback of Notre Dame had the big, fat English actor Charles Lawson in it.
Lon Chaney was in the silent picture.
No, there was no silent picture with the Hunchback in Notre Dame. The Hunchback in Notre Dame is about a guy that goes deaf because of the loud bells. How could there be loud bells in a silent movie?
Edith furrows her brow and blinks.
That's the trouble of the world today. Nobody's doing any digging anymore. Now hang on to this door, will you? Unless you want to hear your mother-in-law singing Moon River.
I thought that was your favorite song.
It was until this morning.
I feel just awful. You know what they did down at Ferguson's?
Oh, don't tell me they're out of butter pecan.
No, Daddy, they fired George.
Oh, no.
Why did they do that?
Well, one of the checkers said that some of the customers have been complaining about George.
Oh, well, that figures.
What do you mean that figures?
I mean it figures, because he's probably doing the same thing down at Ferguson's he was doing here this morning, lifting girls up in the air.
No, Daddy, that's not it. It seems that there were a line of people waiting for box boys, and George was very late getting back to work this morning.
Oh, my, I hope it ain't because we kept him here talking.
I think it is, Ma.
Oh, Archie.
Ah, come on, will you?
You must be Mrs. Bunker.
Yeah.
I'm Pat Bushmill, George's father. George, the box boy down at Ferguson's Market.
Oh, George. Well, come in, Mr. Bushmill. Look who's here, George's father. That's my daughter, Gloria, and this
Look,
is my...
Now, Mrs. Bunker, I don't want to interrupt you, but I really am in a hurry. See, now, I just heard that George lost his job at Ferguson's because he was late getting back from here.
We know. I'm sorry. We didn't mean to keep him that long.
Dee, don't be talking as if it's our fault that the boy get fired. We didn't do nothing. I only give him a cookie. I told him he was entitled and he ought to take himself a break from work.
You told that boy to take a break in the middle of a work day? I mean, where do you come off doing a thing like that?
Well, why not? He deserves a break like anybody else, even if he is a kid with half his marbles.
Oh, Daddy, oh, you don't say anything
like
that.
It's okay, it's okay, folks. I've heard it all before. And it's just this kind of attitude, see, that got George fired. Now, them markets are just waiting for an excuse to get rid of kids like my boy.
Well, hold on. Don't get sore, because I commensurate with you on all of that. It must be awful hard to raise a kid like that there.
Mr. Bushmill, George must feel terrible about being fired. How's he taking it?
I don't know. He didn't come home.
He didn't come home?
No.
Oh, gee, we don't know where he went. I mean, he didn't tell us where he was going, so I mean, if you don't mind.
All I know is that he ran out of here saying, I'll show you.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Are you sure those are the words he used?
Yes, I'm sure.
Well, then that means he's going to come back here to show you something. He'll be back here.
Oh, geez.
Look. Do you mind if I wait here for him?
Well, not to tell you the truth.
Not at all, Mr. Bushmill. Let me have your coat.
Oh, thanks.
Would you like some coffee and ice cream?
Just coffee.
Why don't you sit down?
Ah, Jesus. Yeah, but not my... Oh, what the use?
He sits in Archie's chair.
Get out of my way. Get over there.
Archie shoos Michael aside.
How do you know that your son, George, is really coming back here to this house, Mr. George?
Bushmill.
Whatever. I mean, maybe he forgot where the house is.
No, not George. I mean, why would he forget? He's been here lots of times.
Yeah, well, I mean, just because today he got fired from his job, maybe he got him all mixed up, you know? Yeah, it must be awful tough getting him a job like that in the first place, huh?
You don't know the half of it. Let me ask you something. Did you hire my boy down where you work?
Where I work? No. Look, it's not where I work. You gotta be on your toes, you know? And to be on your toes, you gotta know where your toes are.
Archie grins at Bushmill.
Funny. Everybody's got excuses. You see, that's why these kids don't have a real chance to hold on to jobs. Now, if they did, they would do great.
Yeah, but after all, you know, the reverse of vice is true. I mean, people do get, they get a little scared of them kids, you know, to know what they're going to do. Maybe they play with matches.
Matches?
Yeah, there was a kid like that there where Rita DeMille used to live on Union Street. He set fire to a canary.
You're not talking about somebody who was mentally handicapped. You're talking about pyromania.
No, I think the family was from Hungary, wasn't it?
You know, Arch, you ought to be in the Guinness Book of World Records. Most stupid remarks made in a single day.
Nuts to you, buddy. Don't pay no attention to him over there. He's always thinking that I'm going to say the wrong thing about everything. But after all, you and me, we're both fathers. We understand these things. Say, mind if I ask, why don't you put that son of yours in one of them homes?
What?
Yeah, why not? They're awful good. The kids work there. They teach them useful things to do, like, what do they teach them? Weaving baskets.
Get one thing straight, Bunker. My kid doesn't have to weave baskets. You understand? He's going to make it on his own, like his brother.
Oh, geez, you got another one like that?
It don't run in families, eh? As a matter of fact, George's brother just passed his bar exam.
Oh, yeah, where's he, 10 bucks?
You just broke your own record.
George's brother is a lawyer. Now, you see, The point I'm trying to make, Bunker, is it's not inherited. Now, you should know that. You got a perfectly normal daughter.
Archie nods.
Yeah, thank God for that. Let me ask you something about George. I mean, how did that happen to him when he was a baby? Did somebody throw him up in the air and forget to catch him?
It's a common birth defect. The doctors call it anoxia. It means he didn't get enough oxygen when he was born. Now, that's what happened to George. What's your excuse?
I don't understand that question.
George, Take it easy, George. Calm down.
I have to go back to the store to get this, Dad.
Yeah, but that didn't take you all day. Where have you been? What have you been doing?
Well, I got another job.
Another job?
George, that's terrific.
Good job. Congratulations, George.
Yeah, Mr. Bunker, remember I said I was going to show you something? Well, I had to go back to the store because I had this hanging up in the back room over where I hung my coat. Here, read it, Mr. Bunker, read it.
Yeah, all right, George, let me see what it says here. Every man is my superior in that I may learn from him.
Oh, you read that real good, Mr. Bunker.
Thanks, George. What the hell does it mean?
Means everyone is smarter than you, Arch.
Oh, no, Mike. It means that anyone can learn from anyone, even from me.
Every man is my superior in that I may learn from him. See, I wonder who said that.
I think it was David Carradine in Kung Fu.
Edith nods. Archie peers at her.
I think she's right.
Well, whoever said it, it's a great thought.
Go ahead, George. Tell him where you got it. Go on.
Well, sometimes at school, I used to cry because boys call me stupid. And then my teacher gave me this. And then I didn't have to cry no more.
George picks up the plane.
Is this still not working, Mr. Bunker?
Oh, be careful. You hurt yourself with that, George.
No, I'll be careful, Mr. Bunker.
All right, then you can play with it.
George pulls out the blade.
Come on, George, tell me about your new job.
Well, Ferguson's fired me, Dad. The manager said I couldn't work there no more, so I left.
And then what did you do?
Well, I went down to the factory where my friend Albert works, and he got me a job there, working on the loading dock.
The loading dock? That's the same kind of work Archie does.
Archie smirks.
Edith, please, huh? I don't work, I'm a foreman.
Georgie, I'm proud of you, son. Now you got that job all by yourself, you see that?
Hey, George, I'm really proud of you, too.
Only now, Gloria, I won't be carrying your bags. And I guess I can't be your boyfriend no more.
Oh, but George...
But we can still be good friends, can't we?
Sure.
That would be nice.
She pecks his cheek.
Oh, geez, don't get him excited.
Come on, George. Come on, we gotta get going.
Okay, Dad. Here you are, Mr. Bunker. It's all fixed now. You just had the blade in backwards.
Archie examines the plane.
Wait, hold it there. Hold it there. Come on, Meathead. Get a hold of that door and bring it over here. Let me try this thing out. That kid's been fooling with it. Geez, I hope he didn't ruin it. Hold it steady here, huh? Hold on. Hey. Look at that. It's picking up what it's fixed.
Wonderful. George fixed it.
Well, bye, everybody.
Oh, goodbye, bye, George. Goodbye, Mr. Bushnell.
Oh, don't worry about it, Mr. Bunker. Sometimes I get things backwards, too. Bye.
Grinning, Bushmill follows George out. Archie shakes wood shavings from the plane.
The blade in backwards. College boy.
He sneers at Michael.
Foreman.
directed by John Rich, written by Bud Weiser and Don Nickel, story editors Michael Ross and Bernie West, executive producer Norman Lear.
Viacom.